So it's been a while since I made a new audio. I thought it was about time. Just woke up, browsing Tumblr as my kids get ready to get off to school. My youngest just left to walk. Oh. I have myself so wet and turned on. I was watching double penetration videos. I think it's at the top of my bucket list now. I've been with two guys before, but I wasn't into anal as much then. Hadn't ever had successful anal penetration, just attempts. It was before I knew a lot about making sure you do the right preparation and stretching it out and using plugs and toys and whatnot. I have a vibrator on my clit, so I could probably just like come at any point during this discussion. I guess it's not a discussion if there's only one person talking, but my mind's not really operating at full capacity right now. So anyway, now that I'm like really into anal, I really want a double penetration. The last time I was with two guys, they had, you know, one in my mouth and one in my cunt. And the one was my ex-husband, and he didn't want to have anything to do with anal. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. But the other guy who I met on Lit, was definitely into exploring my ass. But he said, just putting his finger in my ass, he knew there was no way, he was going to get his cock in my ass. Not without a ton of, like, work up to it. So, I had to give up on the idea of DP that night. So, but now I'm there. I just have to find a couple guys that want to take care of that for me. Oh, fuck. I also really want to have a threesome with two guys that are bisexual, or at least heteroflexible. I found that the most fun I've had with more than one partner as I've had threesomes and foursomes is when everybody's willing and able to play with everybody that's there. So I know on my night flirt calls that I have a lot of guys that are bi-curious, and it's like really hot and fun to explore. And then I have, you know, just straight, I mean, not straight bi guys, just, you know, by guys too, so that I've actually had experience. I love hearing about that. I like hearing about most stuff. I've had some weird calls, but for the most part, it's just a lot of fun. My calls are probably 50% mutual masturbation, just getting off together and then role plays. So a lot of mommy son role plays and some brother sister, some definitely more than a handful of neighbor, next door, you know, teenage girl, and of age, of course, home from college or whatever, and or babysitter or whatever, but definitely guys wanting to play with that teenage co-ed. Fuck. Huh. It's just like fucking riding the edge right now. When I get start to get close, I back off. Getting so fucking wet. So back to the anal. My apologies to the people that aren't anal fans, but I definitely am. But I bought a new toy. It's like a 10-inch dildo. And I just, a couple weeks ago, got it all in my ass for the first time. It was painful, but also was that exquisite pain, just kind of rode that line between pain and pleasure. It was such a fucking turn on. And then it just became pleasurable, period. I came so hard. But it takes quite a bit of work to get it in. And I was talking to a friend, and he was saying that he liked to listen to me struggle. He liked listening to the moans, and he could hear the pain in my voice. And I have to kind of like lay on my side and work it in slowly. But after I get it in and play with it a bit, then I put it on the wall and can back myself up onto it. And it's, I don't know, it's such a fucking turn on to feel it. That cock slide into my ass. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. And I, like, you know, beg my orgasms to get here. With my G-spot, it's so fucking easy for me, but I've been playing with my clit more since I got this new vibrator, and I discovered that they're worth the work. Oh, fuck you! God! Oh, yeah. So fuck. Oh. Oh, yeah, so the new vibrator I got is actually Bluetooth controlled. So, it's been controlled from several places in the United States and from across the pond. Oh, I actually wore it to the grocery store one night while somebody else was controlling it. And that was an interesting experience. I had an orgasm. I fought for it in the bakery section. I was just like riding the edge. But then I finally, appropriately enough, came in the meat section. Oh, fuck. And then when I went to check out, I somehow ended up between, like, two really hot guys. Oh, fuck. Oh, the one was, like, totally my drool type. This bald, goatee, big guy. Oh, fuck. Oh, not that I have a type, but that type, that kind of guy just, I don't know, trips my trigger. So, oh, fuck. Oh, I just slid my enjoy in. I want to fuck myself. Oh, it's enough of the lush for right now. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna cock me so bad right now. Oh, any volunteers? Oh, I only want your cock in me, though, if you're gonna fucking pound me like a dirty fucking whore. God damn. Digging in the toy drawer. I want my plug. That's not my plug, but it'll do. It's another enjoy toy with like a beaded end. That was bought by somebody from Tumblr. Ooh. I love getting spoiled, I can definitely tell you that. Sex toy, see, you buy me a sex toy, I'll play with you. Fuck. God, I love having both my holes filled. Of course. course, if I'm really greedy, add a third guy in so I can get my mouth fucked too. When I'm really feeling like a whore, really dirty, really slutty, that's when the idea of multiple men and multiple cocks, pussies grinding on my face, and women with strap-ons, and just being in like a orgy sounds like so much fucking fun. Oh, and this makes me think of, I don't have a lot of first times anymore, because I've done a lot of stuff since I got divorced 6 years ago, but, I recently, had a friend with benefits over, and, we were fucking, he was fucking my ass, and then it was just, like, so, so hot in here, so I got up to turn the ceiling fan on, and, when I crawled back onto the bed, I don't know, I was just so, like, feeling so dirty, and so I climbed up and wrapped my mouth around his cock and started sucking him again, and it was like really fucking hot, tasted my ass on his cock. Just like, you know, if you, I used to watch porn and be like so turned off by ass to mouth, but I don't know. I kind of started with it with, like, fucking my ass with a toy and then sucking it off. And, I just got more and more turned on by that. So I wanted the real thing. And, you know, I think as long as, you know, I'm doing what it, I need to do to keep things clean, that, I don't know, it's just really sexy. And dirty, so fucking dirty. And I think it's just get to that point where you just need to make it a little bit more dirty to turn yourself on even more. So, I love taking his cock all the way into my throat. Thinking about the fact that it was just buried in my ass. Oh God, I want to come. Oh, you want to hear me come? It's this thing I love to do, and I stick the vibrator. It's kind of shaped like a bullet. So I stick that up in my cunt, right up against my G-spot. And then I slide my enjoy in behind it. Oh! And then I can use my enjoy to push the vibrator, like, right tight up against my G-spot. Oh, and it's, oh my God, it feels so fucking good. Oh, God, and I come so fucking hard when I do it. Oh, God, fuck my filthy fucking cunt. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I don't know if you can hear it just get wetter and wetter. Oh, yeah. You hear the vibrator, like, splashing against all the pussy juice. Oh. Loads of cum just blasted into my ass. My cunt. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God damn. Fuck. Oh, that was a puddle on the bed. Vibrator is so creamy. So fucking greedy. I need more cum. I need to cum more. I need to fuck myself. Dirty fucking whore that I am. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yeah, big puddle on the bed. Oh, I hope you had fun playing with me today. Guess I'll get ready to go to work now. With my freshly fucked cunt. Thinking about your load buried deep inside me. Slipping my fingers into my panties. While I'm at work. Scooping some of your cum onto my fingers. And sucking it off. Oh, I could do that all fucking day long. Oh, fuck. And I think for all of you listening, I think I'll wear my butt plug to work today. I like the idea of having something in my ass. I'm being a dirty girl at work. Bye-bye.